Welcome everyone to the RF Sports Radio Show. I'm your host, Rodney Fisher. I'll be joined with my co-host, Royce Fisher, here in just a second. We got a big, huge Thursday night show for you guys. We're going to be joined by our special guest, Mr. Charles Hadley, pro boxer. He's going to be fighting for the WBC title. It's coming up Saturday right here in Dallas, Texas. He'll join us. We're also going to talk about Melky Cabrera and his testing positive. Also, Victor Conti, the guy who started PED, what he had to say about everything today, which is very interesting. And, of course, getting to the NFL preseason, Dallas Cowboys and their injuries, and what we can expect from them, not just this season, but also coming up in their game on Saturday as well, too. So a lot going on. We're taking your calls as well, 323-927-2906. Follow us online at rfsportsradio.com or follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/rfsportsradio. So without further ado, let me bring on the star of our show, the man that really needs no introduction, Mr. Royce Fisher. How are you, sir?
Well, thank you, Rodney, for that introduction. You get better every week. I just want to let you know that.
Is the introduction okay for you and everything?
It's getting better every week. I'm enjoying that. I appreciate that. But I will say you are the second best star on the show.
Okay, well, some people would debate that. I'd probably be one of them. I'd debate that as well, too.
Big Dad Sports.
Yeah, Big Dad Sports. And, of course, you got all your opinions and all your sports talk right here. And, of course, on this show, it's sports talk from a fan's perspective. So we give it to you exactly how we feel, you know, from sitting on the couch or from being at the game. We give it to you exactly how we look at things, and that's what makes the show so well. Last show, Tuesday night, had a surprise pop on from the gentleman that wrote the book, 101 Ways to Love the Dallas Cowboys. And later on in the show, I'm going to give some interesting comments, some realizations, I guess, that I've had about the Cowboys myself.
You got to come clean tonight, huh?
Well, I don't know if it's going to be tonight, but I'm thinking about it. I'm really thinking about it. You know, first thing is you got to admit you got a problem, right? First.
That's right.
That's the first step. And then you move on from there, right?
Right. Then you had to make amends to your co-host. You know, that's in the steps, too.
I don't know about making amends. I don't know about that part. I don't know about that part yet.
That's part of the process. All right.
And plus, we hope to be doing here pretty soon from our guest, Mr. Charles Hadley. Pro boxer is going to be fighting for the WBC U.S. title this Saturday against Bernardo Piner. And I'm interested to talk to him. I got a chance to watch this guy fight on the New Year's Eve night, and I was impressed. I was impressed. So we get a chance to maybe even talk to our first, you know, boxing champion. So it's going to be pretty exciting.
Well, you know, we talked about this other night on the show. We talked about Olympic boxing, and, you know, I hope the guy does well, and I hope he does bring something different to boxing. Man, boxing needs a good shot in the arm.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. So we'll be joined by him also. Again, want to remind everyone, if you want to catch our show, it's very easy to do. You can actually go to iTunes and download the show by just doing a search for rfsportsradio.com or just RF Sports Radio. Go to our website, rfsportsradio.com, and click on the podcast tab. Or you can, of course, follow us on Twitter, and we're pretty much sending out that show all the time so everyone gets a chance to listen to it. We want you to also follow our sports team as well, too. Our sports team has done a great job of providing some real high-quality premium content for everyone to listen to, from the Silent Football Show to The Mind of Madmen. Of course, Ryan Henry, our writer, as well as Nick Ficarelli of the Sports Chronicles. He's actually co-hosting, or I would say guest hosting, for the Right on Cue podcast show. So make sure you check those guys out as well, too. So while we're waiting on our first guest, let's jump into our first big topic. Of course, I mentioned Melky Cabrera at the start of the show. And the thing with him is now he's tested positive for PEDs and he's going to have a 50-game suspension, which will pretty much take him out for the rest of the season. Melky, of course, was the All-Star MVP. Not only that, but he was pretty much, I think, second in the race for the batting title for the National League. And Now he tested positive for PEDs. And must be reminded that just a year ago, Ryan Braun, the NL MVP at the end of the year, he tested positive for PEDs. Of course, he got off on a technicality based on the guy keeping the syringe in a Coke can. But ended up getting off on technicality. And, again, we have to talk about another performance-enhancing drugs, steroids, all kind of use running rampant in baseball. So, first of all, Royce, your thoughts on Melky getting the 50-game suspension? And then, of course, your thoughts on now performance-enhancing drugs rearing their ugly head all over again for baseball.
Well, Ron, it goes to show me that the testing is working. Because, you know, they caught him. But, you know, no matter what they do, these guys will come up with something better to beat the test. I'm pretty sure he's not the only one out there. But, you know, these guys have a way of getting around the test. And as soon as they come up with something, they'll find something else to beat the test with. But, you know, he's the 13th guy that's been suspended since they implemented this program back in 2006. The guy was he's on fire to be the MVP this year. Batting average of .346, 60 RBIs, 11 home runs. But I don't think that they came down hard enough on him because they gave him a 50-game suspension, which is takes him out the rest of the season. But they play 162 games. That's not even half. You know, I know they already played some, but I thought the punishment didn't fit the crime.
Yeah, and the thing is, he did test positive. I know they have to put a big risk, you know, out there. They have to give him something to try to curb these people from using these performance-enhancing drugs. I didn't know this, but I believe in Major League Baseball, you have to have a certain amount of at-plate attempts to be considered for a batting title. Well, he failed one shot before he got suspended. So what they do is they give him an 0-for-1 for that last attempt that he had. And even with that, he's going to finish second right now. If Andrew McCutchen doesn't, if he slips up, he can be in first. He could actually still win the batting title, even though he's been suspended for PEDs.
But you remember Victor Conte, the guy who spent time in prison for, you know, supplying all these guys? Now, he quoted today, he said, I'm not going to name names, but he figures half the guys in baseball are still using. You believe that?
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it because I heard that interview, and that's what I wanted to get to next. And I thought it was interesting because this guy is the one that invented the clear and the PEDs and got everything going, not just for baseball, but other sports too. You look at Marion Jones, other people like that. And I thought the really big thing that he touched on was, it's not like it used to be. They've got testosterone that they can get a quick jolt of power, a quick jolt of recoverability over injuries, and it could be in and out of your system in 6 to 8 hours.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
and, you know,
when you have something like that, it's almost, you know, you can't really test for that in the way the system's set up right now.
And it's going to only get worse because I'm pretty sure you got guys right now in white coats mixing up something now that's better, something that, you know, like less than 6 hours is out of your system. But, you know, we just saw the Olympics, man. We saw Usain Bolt break all kind of records. We saw all kind of records, folks. You know, it's a competitive thing. These guys are so fast, so physical, so big, so strong, you know, and you have to do something to compete. I mean, it's just, I think it's really, they're doing a good job in trying to control it, but it's just like the drug trade out there now. No matter what you do, you're not going to be able to stop it.
Yeah, it's one of those things, man, that they can't stop it. If you can take something that's going to give you all this power like a steroid at the same time, and it's going to be in and out of your system in 6 to 8 hours, I mean, is there any reason? Can you police something like that?
Well, I think they're doing a pretty good job so far because, like I said, it's only been 13 guys suspended since they implemented it. You know, this has been all the way to Congress. But, you know, you got over 700 players in the major and minor league and in baseball, period. So, you know, 13 out of over 700, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I mean, 50% of the players, I mean, do you think that number's too high? I mean, I seem to believe that number.
Yeah, I believe that, and I believe a lot of them are getting away with it. You know, if you're a star player and you know he has a drug test coming on, we know these guys are giving, what, 24 hours warning, sometimes 48.
Yeah.
They tell them money that you can be tested on Wednesday. That's spending enough time to step up and pass a drug test. So, but, you know, only 13 got caught, which is pretty low numbers. And I think what they're going to have to do is let these guys miss a whole season. I mean, he's going to lose millions of dollars. You know, we granted he's in for a new contract next year. He would have been up in the $100 million contract.
He was actually the guy I thought that, you know, the Rangers had looked at maybe being his replacement for Josh Hamilton. So I don't know if they got easier to do or harder to do.
Do you think that does for his reputation?
You know what? I mean, I don't know. I mean, you look at Brian Braun, the guy won the MVP. He tested positive. Remember, just looking at the most recent examples, he tested positive. They went ahead and overturned the positive test based on the fact of a technicality error, and he's made it out okay. I mean, he's playing this season. He didn't have to do a really suspension. I mean, you look at A-Rod. A-Rod was admitted to it, though he didn't get suspended. You look at other guys that got suspended, like Manny Ramirez. He really wasn't able to bounce back. But, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with this guy.
Well, like I said, 50 games.
He's a good player. He's too good of a player to really just say, okay, he's not going to be in, you know, baseball anymore.
Right.
I think he's too good for that.
And, you know, baseball is so popular right now. You know, people can overlook things. I think they will this. I think he'll come back. But, like I said, no matter what they do, they're going to find a way around it. You just do the best you can. And what they're going to have to do is start really punishing these guys a lot. Well, they're going to really send a message and make an example out of somebody where, you know, just like we saw the Saints coach got suspended for the whole season, they're going to do the same thing with these guys to come up with positive tests. I think it's going to be a year or two-year ban from the sport. That's the only way I think they're going to have a deterrent. But like you said, they're going to always, the guys in white coats right now mixing up something that's better.
Right. I mean, I believe you on that. I heard a comment today that they thought that, just like you said, they need to make it so, the punishment so big that if he gets caught one time, he basically, you know, is out for a full year. The team can violate his contract and cut his contract off. I mean, is that the extremes we have to go to?
Yeah, I think it's what it's going to come to.
Man, that's going to be huge. But here's the thing, though, Royce. You got to just know that, I mean, I'm not a huge baseball fan. I didn't follow it. You know, I follow other sports a lot closely. But I would have to assume that there are some players in that Hall of Fame right now that use some type of enhancement, some type of drugs, like amphetamine, something to get them an edge. I have to just assume that somebody in the Hall of Fame has done that before. It can't be the first time, right?
Oh, of course. If you think back, even before they started testing these guys, you know, you had Babe Ruth would play drunk, you know, under the influence of alcohol. So, and I'm pretty sure he's not the only one, and I'm pretty sure before that, a lot of things, guys were smoking marijuana. I mean, we had all kind of stuff before testing was implemented. And, you know, just last year and the last couple of years, we've seen, you know, Olympic athletes, that's always been around for a long time. So, you know, this is nothing new. A lot of guys in the Hall of Fame, a lot of guys are going to go into the Hall of Fame, you know, using performance enhancing drugs. But this, it's getting so, like I said, the competition is getting so better. You know, you try to stay in the league for years. The guy that's been there 10 years had to worry about some rookie coming in bigger, faster, stronger, you know, ready to take his spot. So, you know, it's a never-ending cycle.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's definitely a never-ending cycle. It's just, you know, and it seems like baseball always takes the brunt of it. I mean, you had King Felix last night. You know, Felix Hernandez throws a perfect game. They've had more perfect games in the last 10 years of the entire history of baseball.
Right.
You know,
right.
And the pitchers took the PEDs like the hitters did as well, too. You know,
right.
They took it also. But, you know, is this something that we just need to accept? You know, are they going to do it? It's going to happen? Or is it, what should we do?
Well, I like to say the punishment is going to be worse, and you keep testing. You know, I think it should be more random than what it is, but you keep testing, you keep trying to crack down, and the guys that are getting caught, you banned them from baseball. I mean,
yeah,
that's the only way to do it. If you and I messed up on our job, you know, the consequence for us is we get fired.
We get fired, right.
You know,
right.
You hardly ever get suspended. If you do get suspended, you come back, things aren't the same, but 9 times out of 10, you're going to get fired.
Yeah, I agree. Let's take a quick break, come back, and talk a little football. Of course, we still got our guests coming up a little bit later on the show. You're tuned in to RF Sports Radio, rfsportsradio.com.
This is RF with the RF Sports Radio Show. Do you have a business, a product, a service, or a website, and you need more customers? Advertise with the fastest-growing internet sports radio show and market your business to sports fans worldwide. Don't miss a unique opportunity to capitalize on the biggest marketing genre in the world. Email me at rfsportsradio@gmail.com. That's rfsportsradio@gmail.com. We have options for every budget, and don't let business pass you by. We are back. DeSoto Eagles football is back on RF Sports Radio. Starting August 31st, tune in to RF Sports Radio to hear live Texas high school football action. Coach Claude Mathis returns to lead the Texas football powerhouse on another big season. The electric Dez White and Oregon recruit Dontre Wilson lead a high-powered, high-scoring offense. And hear it all right here on rfsportsradio.com. It all starts August 31st as the DeSoto Eagles take on Arlington Martin right there in Arlington, Texas. Tune in live for rfsportsradio.com for live DeSoto Eagles football action only here.
Welcome back to the RF Sports Radio Show, rfsportsradio.com. We bring Royce back on here with us as well. We did get word that we are not going to have our guest on tonight. He is still working in the gym, training, getting ready for the fight on Saturday night. So wish him the best of luck, and we'll catch him after the fight, hopefully, as the winner of that fight as well, too. We talked about...
You know, if I had a fight upcoming, I think that my prod would be the workout.
It should be, right?
This close.
Yeah, it should be.
I can understand. Listen, why we, I guess, fill the time. I read an article today. I don't know if you read it, about the Cowboy fan that's suing the Dallas Cowboys. You hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about that.
She burnt her buns in 2010. On a marble bench that was sitting outside the stadium. She said she had third-degree burns and mental anguish, physical pain, and disfigurement. Now, Rodney, you and I are from Texas, right?
Yeah.
You know how this Texas heat is. You can't even touch your car without burning yourself, right?
Right.
And why would you sit on a bench? Apparently must have had on short shorts. I don't know, what a skirt or something. Right? She had to.
Well, I mean, yeah, but at the same time, when you sit on it, you immediately get up, right?
Right. So is that Jerry's
that's
fault?
That's what I would think.
Is that Jerry's fault?
No,
I
it's
mean,
not
you know,
Jerry's fault,
gets
but...
He gets gonna... hot enough in Texas, you can fry an egg on your hood. You know that.
Right. They're going to toss it out. There's no way that goes to court. There's no way Jerry pays you the money. They're going to toss it out right away. It's not going to be a problem.
She's looking for a big payday?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, why would she sue Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys if she wasn't, right?
Well, if that's the case, in 1991 when the Cowboys were playing at the old stadium, I almost froze to death.
Oh, here you go.
I got frostbitten, so can I come back and sue Jerry? I mean, my hands and feet were frozen, man.
Why not?
Because you know how that old stadium didn't have, you know, the wind would come right through there, and the roof was open, and I got cold and wet, and I think I'm going to go back to 91. I think that's right after Jerry about the stadium, and I think I'm going to sue the Cowboys.
Well, good luck with that one. Because whatever you do, don't bring the show involved.
That's all I got to say.
Whatever you do, don't bring the show involved.
I mean, that's how privileged it is. You know, if you think about it, I thought that was a, you know, that was a stir they could have left up. You know, and I, like I said, no way she can win. But it's funny because I don't even go outside when it's over 100 degrees in Texas. Very few people do. And the last thing you want to do is touch anything that's been outside in 100-degree heat.
Well, I agree that. That I agree with. Speaking
right.
of Cowboys, though, I mean, not only are the fans hurt, but the players are hurt as well, too. I mean, you guys.
Everybody's hurt.
The interior of the offensive line is hurt. They're banged up. We don't know if they're going to play this second preseason game. Of course, you know Miles Austin is nursing a hamstring injury. We don't know who's that other receiver or even a third receiver for this team. And now our go-to guy, the one guy that Romo will throw the ball to, his only connection, the only other guy that's made a Pro Bowl on an offense, other than Miles Austin that one year, and that's Jason Witten, has a lacerated spleen, and he can't do anything at all for the next 7 to 10 days in hopes that he'll get better enough to prevent from having surgery. I'm really concerned about the injury, number one. Anytime you have internal bleeding, that's a serious thing. And I hope he doesn't try to rush himself back not to play with this team because, as I said at the top of the show, you know, first part of anything is admitting that you have a problem, right? And then how the STEP program works?
That's how it works. That's the first step.
So let me first of all go ahead and just say, you know, the Cowboys have really pushed me over the edge, Royce. I think they finally pushed me over the edge from what I saw.
Wait a minute. Repeat that again.
I think they pushed me over the edge. From what I saw in that preseason game, my expectation level, everything just went totally down, totally down. And I just don't see this team. It's hard for me to say it. I don't see this team really being able to make a legitimate run for a Super Bowl title this season. So there I said it.
So you didn't buy Jerry didn't say you this year on the Cowboys. You know that's his job.
Yes, he does a great job every year. You're right.
About, he's done a great job for years. You've always bought his product. You know, just like he come to your house and I got this vacuum cleaner and he doesn't pick up all the dust. You buy it anyway because he's such a great salesman. So you telling me on the air today that you are done with the Cowboys? Are you?
No, I'm hoping I'm wrong. That's the thing. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm not right at all. But I just don't see it. I don't see it. And, I mean, Jason Witten's injury, the spleen injury, don't you think this is a pretty serious thing?
They're
trying to
course.
Act like it's not a big deal.
Listen, he was a third receiver. You know, we talked about who's going to be the third receiver. You already had him. Witten was the third receiver. But, you know, I wouldn't even take any chances with that. I wouldn't even let him start the first game. I would make sure because, you know, you're going to need him the whole year. If you have any chance of making it to the playoffs, you have any chance of getting back to 50-50.
Right.
And everybody's banged up now. I know people get banged up in the middle of the season, at the end of the season, but it's not a good way to start when almost half your team is banged up. No receiving core, offensive line that's not set. You're still juggling guys around. One good defensive line player, we know who that is, and a questionable secondary, and no running game.
Right.
So I was suspect from the get-go. I'm glad to see you finally realize that. Was it our talks we had, you know, off the air? Was it, well, I mean, what changed your mind other than the injuries?
I mean, it's the injuries, it's the way the season started. Now it's just a feeling I have. It's just an eerie feeling that I have.
And you know, everybody else got so much better. I thought, and even in their division, I didn't see the Cowboys getting better from last year. You know, that was a thing. They got Maurice Claiborne. I thought was a great pick. I thought, you know, of course they needed.
But he hasn't played yet.
Yeah, but he's even hurt.
That's what I'm saying.
He's even hurt. You move up in the draft to go get it, and he's hurt. And as far as I'm concerned, Miles Austin has been missing ever since he made the Pro Bowl. He's been a non, like Evelyn put it, he's been a non-factor.
Bro, I tell you. And you know what? I'm coming to grips with it. I'm dealing with my pain. I'm dealing with what I'm going to do. And I think I'm going to have to pick some type of team. I don't know which one yet, but I'm going to have to pick one. So, that time is coming. I know it is. I know that time is coming. So, I just have to see what happens.
And you know what's so ironic about it? You know, the last couple of years, Cowboys have always sent somebody to the Pro Bowl.
Right.
Who went last year?
They had some Pro Bowlers there last year. And
they had
DeMarcus
two
in there.
The fewest they ever had before, right?
Yep.
1 year they had 5, 6, 7 players.
Right. Right.
Last year they had maybe 2. DeMarcus were, and somebody else went. Who else went? And 1 or 2. But I'm not buying it this year. I don't even, you know, I was saying they were 9-10 win team this year. I'm going to take that back. And I say they barely, and I'm just putting this at them. I'm stretching it. I can't see them going 8-8.
Hmm.
Because of the offensive line, what I saw Monday night was Tony Romo running for his life. You know, we talked about this. I say he had 39 sacks. They were like second in sacks in the top 5, you know, giving up quarterback sacks. And with this line they have now, I see it at 45 sacks. I think they lead the league. And the penalties, you know, that's always been the Cowboys. They never carried out penalties. And they had 12 penalties, 4 on special teams. That to me tells me they're nowhere near ready for anybody.
Yeah. I mean, I would agree to that. I mean, I would definitely agree to that.
Even when Bill Parcells was there, they had, you know, the penalties. I mean, what does it take to correct penalties? I mean, offside, you know, just count as dumb penalties.
I know, man. Don't rub it in. All right, I'm just coming into my own on this one. So don't rub it in, man. I'm still pretty sensitive about
that. So do you see them going 8-8?
I'm not ready to go that far yet.
Okay, so you just admitting that
let me kind of back into it a little bit.
You taking that
first step?
I appreciate
that.
Baby steps.
Cowboy fans, help me out. Send us an email: rfsportsradio@gmail.com. Let me know what you think. Do the Cowboys really have a chance this season? Are they really able to do anything? I need to hear from you guys. I need some backup. I need some convincing. I need something. Because at this point, I really feel like they don't have a legitimate shot to get there.
Roddy, you really don't need any of that. You just need a little common sense to try to figure out that 1-1 = 2, and 2-3 doesn't equal 7. You see what I'm saying?
I understand. I'm not denying you in any kind of way. I understand.
And as tough as their division is, this is really a bad way to start. You know, I mean, I think Philly's going to be competitive this year. And of course, you know, the Giants, you know, are going to be competitive. And, you know, it makes everybody's season just to beat the Cowboys. I don't care what kind of record you have, but it makes everybody's in that division. I don't even see him beating Washington.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody's whole goal, when they look at the schedule, is to look and see when they play Dallas. And their goal is to beat Dallas. Yeah.
But does Dallas really, beating Dallas, does it mean anything anymore? That's a good question.
Well, they so-called America's team. I don't think they still have that title anymore. But, you know, Dallas Cowboys would always be America's team. And for years, a lot of other teams were jealous of what Dallas had, the model they had, you know, Emmitt Smith, you know, the franchise, the owner, the organization. They were always first rate. And I think people were jealous of that. And people hadn't forgot that.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
And it makes your season to beat Dallas Cowboys. I don't care what your record is. Just beat Dallas.
Yeah, I would agree with that as well, too. I definitely agree with that. Let me ask you, Russ, before we end our show on a short Thursday night, I want to ask you, what are you looking forward to this weekend? Any particular preseason games, any players, matchups, anything at all?
Okay, I'm going to tell you, I'm looking for T.O.'s first game with Seattle.
I was going to say the same thing. I'm excited about that, man. I'm excited about T.O.'s first game.
Listen, I can't wait to see what he's going to do. I saw him the other day that showed him in practice. Guy is in great shape, man. I think mentally he's there this year. You know, I think his mind's in the right place. And I think he has a lot to prove. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. And also, Serena Williams, man. I got to give a nod out to her, man. You know, the girl, the last 5 weeks she's won Wimbledon, Olympic singles, doubles, man, the medals. I mean, she's the number one. Right, and I'm looking forward to the tournament tomorrow. She plays for the finals tomorrow. So those two things I'm going to look at this weekend.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to T.O. I'm actually looking forward to the Cowboy game. I want to see if, you know, if anything happens or what may or may not happen. So,
why are you looking forward to the Cowboy game?
I don't know.
Nobody's going to get healthy between now and game time. Trust me, okay?
Well,
nobody's gonna get well that quick. You know, what you need to look for is who's going to step up. And do they have anybody to step up?
Well,
I'm
gonna
looking
find
for
out.
Somebody on the Dallas Cowboy team to step up.
We're going to find them out, too. So we'll find out. Don't miss our show Tuesday. It'll be another Power Pack show. Of course, joined by our sports team as well. Big shout out to everyone for listening. Remember, you can download the show on iTunes by doing a search for RF Sports Radio. Also, find us on the TuneIn Radio app on your mobile device. Go to our website, rfsportsradio.com. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RFSportsRadio. Until next week, thank you for listening to Sports Talk from a fan's perspective when you want it.
And take this show because Rodney did make the first step.